Thank you. Walter told me that you all been in touch with each other and he thought you'd done a little good.
Well, I don't know how much good. We got this fellow Reed for certain. And of course you got Halper and I talked with him. This fellow from Syracuse, you know whether he's going to go or not? They talked to him about 10 times.
No.
He first said he was committed and it was too late. Then he said that nobody from the White House had spoken to him. They'd spoken to everybody else.
We haven't talked to any Republican. We don't. We think we're afraid to. We're afraid they'll come up. One of them, Goodell of New York, announced yesterday that we were pressuring them and unmerciful and it was outrageous, so the Democrats got up. I didn't even know it, but they got up and said, "Will you name one instance? We just dare you to name one. What Republican has the White House talked to?" He said, "Well, I can't name one." I said, "Well, why are you making these charges?" "Well," he said, "I suspect it." Said, "I see him going in the office of the Speaker." And said, "Sergeant Shriver's been in that office." And they said, "Well, then can't he talk to him about his bill? Anything wrong with that? Anything improper?" Well, the White House is putting on pressure. So we've been very careful to try to avoid it. I told Walter last night, I really didn't know whether just talking to a fellow, if that's all he wants, of course I'd be glad to do it, but I'm afraid he might be trapping me.
I think Reelman will be all right, but we're not sure. I know they did everything humanly possible with him. He complained that he didn't ride back with you from Syracuse. I said, "Well, the president didn't even know he was there."
That's right, and I had a small plane anyway. I couldn't.
Furthermore, I said he had no room. He couldn't have taken the Congressman Barr unless I had not gone back. Tell me, have you got a cold?
Maybe a little one. Lucy's got a little one, and I feel like I've got a little one this morning.
Take care of yourself.
I waked up this morning and felt like I had a little one, but I don't think so.
I'll tell you, these boys from New York, Lindsay and Halpern and Reed are all right. They.
What did Reed say? Who talked to him?
Well, I talked with him.
Did he?
Well, he hadn't made up his mind, so Dick wired him. He's up in Canada. Then I had a fellow named Bill Zeckendorf, who's a good friend of mine and who happens to have saved the Tribune at one time. You know, Reed's family owned the Tribune. And they were in bad shape, but Bill Zeckendorf came to their rescue.
He's this builder?
Sir?
This builder? Webb and Knapp man?
Yeah. He's in trouble now, but he's a great fellow. And he called him up and he got him to do it. I fell down on you in Illinois. I just couldn't do anything. I had Bidwell, the county leader there, who tried and tried, and he said it was too late. They'd already committed themselves.
Well, did Reed tell a man that positively that he'd...
Oh, yes. Are you all right, do you think, on it today?
It's awful close. Awful close. Awful close.
I think you'll get Reelman all right. But Sam Newhouse and Rogers weren't absolutely sure of it at about 11 o'clock last night. At one point he told the editor of the two papers there, Mr. Rogers, he said, "Well, if I have to be defeated, I'll be defeated." I told Rogers not to do that, not to go that quite that far. I didn't want to get up on the floor and say, you know, that... He was threatened by the editor. But they think he'll be all right.
What'd they tell him?
Well, they said that you were their best friend, that this means a lot to the city of Syracuse, that it will provide jobs there. And he said, well, the trouble with it is that it will give the administration power to control so much spending in the community without the consent of the community, that it will be an unfair political weapon in the hands of the Democrats. And Rogers called me, he's the editor, and told me, I said, no, because the state will have under the amendment a veto power. Isn't that right?
That's right, and the city has to sponsor it to begin with. We can't just go and build something without somebody sponsoring it.
So they could told him that, and he said, well, that softens us some. And he said, the trouble is I wrote all my constituents that I was against it. How can I change it? And I told Rogers. Rogers said, well, that with this amendment, you can point out that the bill is different. Then he called up back and said he's thinking it over. He didn't commit, but he said he's thinking it over. We could have gotten a couple of guys, I think in Illinois, if I had started earlier on it, if they hadn't committed themselves, this fellow McCloskey and a fellow named Ramsdell. But my friend, Mrs. Everett, who was a wonderful, wonderful woman, she got hold of all these Republican leaders that she knows. Well, she's a Democrat and all that. She knows these Republican leaders. She owns all the racetracks, you know, in Illinois, in the Chicago area. And they tried, but they said it was too late. These people had committed themselves to the Halleck, or who were the Halleck, yeah. They couldn't back away. Have you got Mahon lined up, do you think? No.
Yeah, I got him lined up. I got about 10 from Texas that not lined up. John called them and trying. This Life magazine, Eddie.
Yes.
They got the meanest stories that you ever read, two of them coming up about me, and just totally false. And I asked them for permission. I sat up after midnight talking to them here one night. I just felt it kind of demeaned the presence.
I thought they changed it.
They did change it, but still awful mean. Now they've got a poll coming out. I sent him a financial statement, showed that I was worth about $400,000.
Yes, I saw that.
And did you read, did you think it was all right?
Your letter was all right.
And isn't it amazing how they can make so much out of so little?
I can't understand it. You know, she said she's going to run for the Senate on the conservative ticket.
I hope she does.
I hope so, too.
But the poll, they got a poll coming out by Elmo Roper.
Yeah.
And it shows that Bobby Kennedy is still running. And yesterday he went out and he made a big speech. It's on the front page of the Times this morning, which he made fun of me taking him out, how he'd written all of his men that he's sorry to take him overboard. But he does this every day now.
Well, don't let that get your goat.
Now on Goldwater, it shows that the Republicans, 45% of them think they nominated the best vote getter. 37 think another Republican would have been better. The fellow that'll add the most votes to the Johnson ticket, Kennedy, is 47. The nearest one to him is Humphrey, 11. And he's got more than all the rest of them put together. They're 15, don't know. But he got 47 think he's the best vote getter.
Where do they take the poll?
All over the country, and it's very thorough and a big sample. And Elmo Roper did it for him. And then the next question is, who do you think could make the best president of this group, besides add the most votes? And he heads that too. Stevenson did lead, but he passed Stevenson. Which one do you think would make the best president? Kennedy, 27, Stevenson, 21, Humphrey, 11. Now, this is going to be significant because it's going to be published for Life this week. In the next 2 weeks, they got all this slander on me. I think his roommate's a political editor, and I think they've done that deliberately, timed for this convention. I don't think they can do much about it, but I think they're going to try. And I think he's going to try to make a stampede up there. I don't know. Then they say, as things stand now, whom do you think you'll be voting for president, Johnson or Goldwater? 58 Johnson, 25 Goldwater. Neither one won. Refused to answer one. Don't know 15. 58 to 25. Of that, 78% of the Democrats vote for me, 13 for him. 50% of the Republicans vote for him. You see, there's 13% backlash.
So we're taking that poll and, here, you know.
And he's got 27% backlash. Now get this, this is the most important point that I have pointed up. They talk about all the South quitting me, and they talk about everybody quitting me. Well, I get 78, And he gets 13.
Where?
In the nation, from the Democrats.
Is that the Roper poll?
Yes, sir.
You're still quoting that?
Yeah, it's coming out Monday in Life. Now, let me make my point. I don't make it to you. The Democrats in the nation vote 78% of them for Johnson. Now, those that are against him, we call that a backlash. That's a Polish backlash.
Yes.
That's a Southern backlash, because civil rights. Well, it's 13% of them quit me on that account. Goldwater, among the Republicans, gets 50%. And Johnson gets 27. So the backlash to him is 27%. More than twice as much as the Democratic backlash. Yet you never read any columns, any editorials, or anybody pointing up the Republican backlash. And I told Roper that yesterday, and told Lou Harris, and they said, that's a hell of an interesting point. I said, well, you just take the parties now. Here are the Democrats. You say the Democratic candidate's going to lose a hell of a lot of Democrats. Well, how many? Well, 13%. Well, you got the Republican candidate. How many Republicans is he going to lose? 27%, twice as many. So you better save a talk about the Republican backlash, all these extreme statements and the Ku Klux Klan and all this other stuff. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
There he is.
50 to 27, that's Goldwater, among the Republicans.
You know, Roper did hate the Kennedy.
Yeah, but this is a pretty pro-Kennedy poll. But the overall in the nation is 58 to 25. Although I don't pay a damn bit of attention to them. I'm scared to death of them because I was out here in the South. I had 63% in the South. And the South in Gallup this morning goes way against me. 60-40 or something.
60-40 against you?
Against me in the South. Every one of those states. And of course that's just going to agitate Bobby Kennedy that much more.
This fella Quayle, you know, is taking a poll here in New York.
I didn't know it. I sure hope he...
Sir?
I hope he got a question on it for us. I hope he got to go
on. He's hired by us. Mm-hmm. Walter had him call me, and I financed part of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what questions he's asking. It's on the backlash, I understand.
Well, I hope he asked some on the Republican backlash. You tell him...
I don't know him, you know. I just know him by calling me on the phone. Let's have Walter ask him what.
I'll check it today. Well, I just want to say hello. I got to see the governors. They come.
Tremendous reception, you know. The Syracuse, the biggest one in the history.
Well, somebody said they had 200,000, but I know some papers just said 50 to 100.
The paper didn't say anything, that I've read didn't say anything about it. But you could see how many there were.
No. Well, I thought that's good. Was he pleased?
Oh, he was delighted and so grateful that you came under those circumstances. Well, Lyndon, my dear friend, please don't let your mind get worried too much about this thing after all.
Okay, goodbye.
Поехали.